Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hello.
Hello, Jamie.
Hello. Hello. Back.
Hello, Crispians.
Hello, Crispians.
That's what we just said.
I don't know.
Is it weird? Is that a religious thing? Or?
I think we can culminate a cult.
Yeah. I think we make a good cult.
We'd make a good cult.
What are the rules of Crispians?
Pringles for life.
Pringles for life, baby.
Pringles for life. What would be a good rule? Just the rules that we've said. Do you know what I mean? The episode's not out yet, maybe. But if you need to cleanse your palate after sucking a dying kid off, what Chris is about?
Yeah. But again, there's no hard and fast rules. I think it's just you've just got to bring crisps into your daily life, really.
Yeah, bring crisps into your life, and I'll tell you one thing. I'd say. Is make sure you can justify the crisp options for what scenario you're in.
Yeah.
If you can make a valid reason,
that's fine. Yeah. Think about your crisp. If somebody challenges you, make sure you've got an answer.
Think about your crisp. The one rule.
Yeah.
Certain rules are set in stone. We're free thinkers here. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Encourage free thinking. We're not fascists.
Yeah, but we are your leader.
We are your leader.
We are more important than you.
But we've got four hula hoop rings.
Well, like Super Bowl rings.
Yeah. With Tom Brady of crisp.
Yeah, if you become a big enough Crispian, we'll send you one hula hoop ring.
Oh my God, that is our... We should give them McDonald's stars.
Okay.
So we'll give them like a hula. If you comment on YouTube, you get a one ring. If you share us, you get a two ring. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, yeah. So I think there needs to be more than that to get the rings, because otherwise it's going to take me a lot of work.
No, a virtual, like one you can put in your profile.
Right,
you can
say
I'm a free ring listener of the Crisp Sessions.
I'm not against that, yeah.
So you can earn your way up, and the first to get to 100 rings... wins a prize.
No, I know what we do. We make this like the Scouts, right? We finger everyone. What we do, we make it like the Scouts, and we have little badges. So you earn your What's-Its badge.
Oh, that's good.
Or you earn your Doritos badge.
Yeah, the What's-Its badge. You've got to leave your missus and go back up to your mum.
That's how you earn your What's-Its badge.
Or get a job in CX.
Yeah. And then if we ever do a live show, people come in the jumpers with all the badges on.
Oh, I think we should have a race like the hula hoop rings.
Yeah.
So you build your way up, and once you get to 100 hula hoop rings, because you've shared all our content, or you
win a bag of hula hoops.
You win a bag of hula hoops. You will absolutely get nothing from us more than Chris.
I suppose this is something to think about maybe for series two.
Yeah. If the demand's there, we'll bring a second series.
Yeah. And we'll do some challenges. You can compete with your friends.
Oh, we should go to a crisp factory, see how crisps are made.
I would love that.
That'd be fucking good, wouldn't it?
But then, do you think it'd like ruin the magic of crisps?
No, because I've seen them be made and come outside.
Oh, so you just want to go again?
Yeah. Just see the flavouring in a barrel. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's big. Yeah, loads of crisps, yeah. And there's loads of big barrels. And they just throw loads of flavouring and they go around like a washing machine.
Do you reckon they'll let us go in the washing machine?
Oh my God, imagine going in the washing machine. Coming out stinking of cheese and onion. That's amazing, isn't it?
Whereas usually you go in the washing machine, you already stink of cheese and onion.
Yeah, yeah. I'm very naturally cheese and onion smell. That's why I don't bathe much.
Because you just enjoy this.
Because I'm like, this is a great smell. Why don't anyone change this? What are you talking about? You're mad.
Just want Jamie in a bag.
Jamie in a bag. That's a good... What flavour would you be?
Oh, what flavour would I be? I think I'd be quite salty. No, I think I'd be quite spicy.
I think it'd be quite barbecue-y.
Yeah, yeah.
Just dark-haired.
Yeah. Well, speaking of barbecue, what a segue.
Segue time.
Today's crisp. We've already spoke about them. They're the perfect crisp to have in a lifeboat.
Yeah.
Because of oars. But they're also here.
Yeah, I think Pringles, do you think they try to be like Joker's the man with the moustache, like the 20s style moustache? Do you think they wanted to be posh when they first started? I always think
maybe.
That, I always think because they thought, we're going to have a tube, it's going to be a tube.
We want to be highbrow.
I thought they tried to be highbrow and then it's lowbrow.
Yeah, it's very lowbrow.
I love
now.
Them, but they are lowbrow.
They're a good party crisp. Yeah, maybe they were. I think, you know what they are to me, Pringles? They're a good gift crisp.
Oh, yeah.
I always get them as a gift, and I think it's because they're easy to wrap compared to other crisps.
Well, they're already wrapped.
Well, exactly.
Oh, everything's already wrapped.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But if you were going to open a present...
Oh, and you open a multi-pack of crisp, yeah, it's got a bit sturdy material.
Plus, if you open a multi-pack of crisp, you'd be like... Oh, a nice jumper. And then it's like Walkers. That's disappointing.
No, I'd prefer the crisps. I'd hate clothes. Do I hate clothes?
Right.
I was thinking about this the other day.
Is this you trying to get me to get naked? Because I will. Or would you rather us all be in tubes?
I love that. Imagine them as shin pads. Jumpers to goal post. Oh, come on, lads. Jumpers to goal posts. Pringles are shin pads today.
Pringles are making good goal posts.
Pringles make amazing goal posts. Stack them up. No, I think I find clothes quite restricting. I'm always naked in the house.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah.
I happily walk naked with windows open.
Oh, yeah, I do,
open,
yeah.
Curtains and stuff.
If somebody sees me with my bollocks out,
don't
it's their fault.
Yeah,
oh, it doesn't bother me, no.
Yeah, I'm quite naked. I've seen my mum's bush multiple times.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we're just very comfortable in each other's skin.
Right. You do live with your mum, right?
Yeah. Still.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Not seen it for a while.
Come on. It's your birthday. Let me see where I come from.
Yeah, I'm very much a naked man. So I might have told you this story, but I think it was off air. But a few years ago, I was on a lad's holiday, and we had a rule in the apartment that basically you just naked all the time just because it was funny.
It's funny.
And my mate, Jay, was lay on the floor, and it was quite wet. So as he sat up, he made a noise that was like a fart noise.
Classic.
So we called it a back fart. So then for the next hour, we were all just jumping, going up and down, making back fart noises. It was very, very fun. It ended up that it's like 4 a.m. If we put as much shower gel and soap on the tiled floor in this apartment as we could, and we turned it into a water park. So we'd run and do run-ups and have to slide as far across this thing as you could. We made a big hole in the wall. Oh, it was such a fun day.
Oh, I'd be scared of injury, me.
Oh, there was a lot of injuries.
I'm a very slippy person.
Yeah.
I slipped on holiday because I was scared of a cat.
Right, yeah.
So we had this, it was in Malia, and I'm trying to, you know, it's my first lad's holiday. I went there with aspirations of, you know, it's going to be, fucking different girl every night all this kind of stuff.
Showing off all your balancing skills.
Yeah, just absolute shambles. I kept away from the lads, rightly so, that was scared of cats. Right, terrified of cats. And they had this feral cat.
It is such a weird phobia, being scared of cats. Like, there's a lot of people who are scared of dogs, but I think you're the first person I've known who's ever been scared of cats.
I was once locked in my nana's house, and I had to phone my mate to come round because her cat was on the step,
right,
waiting to come in. So I knew if I...
So it was outside the house?
It was outside the house. I was inside the house, but I needed to go back home. But I couldn't because the cat was on the step. So I had to ring my mate, Danny, who went, "You're going to have to come round and move this cat."
What did he do?
He came round and just, like, picked it up while I left.
That's a nice thing to do. So if that was me, I'd have just brought more cats.
Yeah. Just collect them all. This cat licked my elbow. I fucking screamed.
All right, this is in Mali, right?
Yeah, I mean screamed, though.
Yeah.
And obviously that alludes to being scared of cats. Yeah, so
the big reveal.
The big reveal. All the lads knew. So I'm getting tortured with this cat. I mean, mentally, couldn't sleep.
Right.
Just mentally, like, if I woke up, they'd put the cat in the room and sneak out the room. They'd lock me in the room with it.
Yeah.
And this is an evil cat. That's right. It tortured a beetle to death. It tortured a beetle to death.
Right.
This beetle was drowning in the pool.
Yeah.
It scooped it out. So I thought, oh, it saved its life. And it just pawed it, let it run away a little bit and pawed it back. It was fucking horrendous.
Right. And you thought it was going to do that to you?
No, but I don't like them because they're vicious and you don't know what they're thinking.
I've got a cat, right?
I've met.
Yeah, you met. And I try and keep you apart. My cat is scared of everything in the world. Like, my cat is scared of shoes, scared of any type of noise. I don't think you've got anything to worry about, to be honest.
No, but always fear the cat that has nothing to lose. As Oscar Wilde said. So this cat, it's always being tortured day in, day out. It's a 2-week holiday as well. I don't know how I survived that. I had like blood in my shit, kidney damage after that holiday. It was chaos.
You had blood in your shit?
Oh, I often shit blood.
Right. Have you been to the doctor about this?
No, because I just think it's fine. It clears itself up.
I mean, how often is it happening?
I have periods.
Yeah. I don't think it's that, mate. If you're having periods, you definitely need to go to the doctor.
That's what it's like, though.
Or the circus.
They are monthly. And I've not been pregnant. Maybe they are periods.
Do you get really moody just before it happens?
Oh, my God. I have periods of time where I'm just shitting blood.
Right.
And then it clears itself up. I think, I'll have a couple of days off boozing.
Yeah.
And it just kind of goes away.
I think that's quite a serious problem, to be honest.
I mean, if you go to the doctors, you're only going to find out bad news.
Yeah, but if you don't go for long enough, that bad news could be really bad.
Yeah, but it's done then, isn't it?
Right.
Yeah. Nature didn't intend us to have doctors.
Didn't it? I mean, doctors are humans.
Yeah, but we've gone this far.
Yeah, with a lot of early death.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I'm bringing it back.
You're bringing early death back.
I don't like appointments. I think I've told you, don't I?
Right.
Where I always want to kiss the person.
Yeah.
I want to snog the doctor.
I don't think they're going to want to snog you when they see your arsehole.
That's what I mean.
You're just worried that the doctor's going to say no?
I just don't like... it's just the fear of rejection, if anything. Maybe now I'm in a relationship, I won't be tempted
it's
to...
It's weird because your body is obviously rejecting something.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's just booze and takeaways, but...
Right.
I mean, if I'm going to give that up, what's the point in living?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
No bumhole can be clean enough to be worth no booze.
Exactly. I thought of a bumhole mint.
A mint?
I think it should be mint for arseholes.
Right. Well, polos are like that. There's a hole in it.
That's a perfect one. That'd be the great shape. But I just think, do you know, I love tree balls. Tree balls are my favourite thing in the world. Yeah. I'm obsessed with them.
They're very strong.
I always think, I just wish I had that feeling in my mouth, but in my arsehole.
Right, so you want to put mints up your ass so that it smells nice?
No, I've got a hot ass.
Oh, I don't think anyone would describe your ass as hot.
Temperature, not sexual. No, looks like a deflated pancake. Looks
with a little bit of jam.
My girlfriend said it looks like the ghost of a pancake.
I think it looks like a pancake that's been bludgeoned to death by the sound of it.
Oh, it's a shambles.
So you want this mint for the feeling of mint?
Yeah, the cool. Do that cool. Do you have like brush your teeth or you?
Right, it's refreshing.
Yeah. Have you ever washed with mint shower gel?
Yeah. It's quite painful though, that one.
No, but that with your arsehole.
Yeah.
I just love my arsehole to be cool.
Put some sunglasses on it.
We'll try.
I don't think they'll fit.
An arsehole mint is something I'd love for the market.
Right. If we've got any inventors on, any mint experts.
Can you imagine farting and it smells nice?
That would be pretty good, actually.
Do you know what I mean?
But the thing is, I love farting. It's one of my favourite things to do.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And part of the reason I love it so much is making them smell really bad.
Mm.
The worse they smell, the funnier it is.
Oh, if I told you when I finger... Well, sorry, Lauren. But me and my girlfriend, one of the first nights we stayed together, we'd just finished getting to know each other.
Yeah, yeah. Wiping up the blood off the sheets.
So she was like getting ready and everything, getting ready for bed. So I put my legs behind my head and started farting.
Right.
Because it's hilarious.
How supple are you?
Oh, I'm good with my legs.
Right. You sound like, you know, there's a lot of old women who go, oh, I'm bad on my legs. You're like, oh, I'm good on my legs. But I'm bad with my eyes.
Bad with my arsehole. Good with my legs. Oh, I tell you, I'm bad with my arsehole today. We're out of mints. Oh, can we have a break? I just need to give my arsehole a break. Oh, that feeling when you're just getting from work. Oh, God, I've been on my arsehole all day.
My arsehole isn't as good as I used to be. You'll know about it when you're older.
Go on, you brew up. You're the one with the young arsehole. Go on, you go shop.
You young'uns.
You got young, fresh, hot arsehole.
Use it while you can.
Oh, God, I bet your arsehole still breezes, doesn't it?
It won't last you forever.
So what I do every time, because I stay in hotels a lot, I love putting, every time I'm in a new bed, I have to put my legs behind my head and touch the wall.
Right.
And tell my girlfriend to look at me till she praises me.
Oh, why is she still going out with me?
So, I was, but I don't, I, the thing is, this is one of the first times I stayed together, so she didn't know where I do this.
Right.
But this is from my bachelor.
Why would she?
I know. But because it takes me a while, because I've put on a bit of weight. I used to be like, so I have to, on Ninja Warrior, where they swing and they have to swing a bit further.
You got to use the motion.
Yeah, I have to pendulum myself.
Yeah.
So I'm like, look, I've done it. So I get my legs behind my head. And I just went, what's this? And I was bollock naked, farting in front of her. Then this is unbelievable. Farted in front of her. Shit came out. And I caught it between my cheeks and waddled to the toilet. First time we slept together.
I mean, I can see why you've stayed with her.
She was in awe.
If she can put up with that and she's impressed with that, you're not doing better.
Yeah. She's not only poor with it. She was like, that was incredible. Can't believe you caught it. I went, it's not my first mishap.
But now she makes you do it every time.
Yeah. So it's just, that's why we get shot in the bed like you will. So what was my point? What was my point at the start?
I have fucking no idea.
Cats.
Why are you scared of cats?
You don't know what they're thinking.
Right.
So anyway, I'm getting tortured on holiday with this cat.
Yeah.
I was the bully victim of the holiday.
Yeah, yeah.
I was just the absolute whipping dog.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's get the cats. Like, they woke me up and threw me in the pool naked. It's when I couldn't swim. I was only like 19. So
have you since learned to swim?
No. I've had a weird relationship with swimming.
Right.
Because I was in the dolphins.
Keep shitting in the pool.
I was famously one of the dolphins when I was 9.
Oh, right. Like, is that like a group, like a class?
Yeah, it was in primary school. We had the dolphins, sharks, and the jellyfish. I think I told about
this. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I was the dolphins, middle of the road. And then in year 7, when we went to high school, right, this is a weird thing. I used to want to have ailments.
Okay.
I used to be like jealous of my mate who had asthma.
Yeah.
And someone would come in with a broken arm. And fuck, I wish I had that.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I was always jealous of people who had crutches.
Yeah,
just want the attention.
Yeah, just want some sort of ailment.
Yeah.
So our first swimming lesson, he went, does anyone need armbands? And I don't know why I just went, yeah, me. I can't swim. But I could swim.
In year 7?
Yeah. Oh. But I just wanted to do it to, like, in my head, I thought, I'm going to be an underdog story. Swim. And then score the winning water polo goal. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I was learning to swim with a stick.
Right. So, you wanted to go the cool runnings method.
Yeah. So I'm just doing doggy paddling. But I knew how to swim. I was just pretending not to swim. So I would be underestimated.
Right, yeah, yeah.
But then I'd get them back at water polo.
And did it work?
No, I just got mercilessly bullied.
Oh, coach, you can't even fucking swim.
Yeah, yeah. Wait for the long game. Yeah. Wait for the water polo final. Well, you can't come to trials. You can't swim. Oh.
We don't even do water polo in our school. What do you think this is?
Do you know, we had a pool in our school.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you go to like a
posh
school?
Well, I went to a sports college.
No way.
So
my primary school didn't even have grass.
Yeah. We had tennis courts as well.
My primary school was called Fairfield and it didn't have a field.
We had tennis courts.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, we did at high school, but they were dead shit.
Oh, we had loads. Yeah.
We weren't really allowed. They only had nets for the tennis courts like when Wimbledon was on.
No, we used to, we used to play clay as well.
Yeah, clay. Oh, ours was just concrete.
No, ours was like rubber. You know, the rubber effect. Yeah, it had loads of sports facilities.
Our high school was proper shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So I couldn't. In my head, I was like, oh, I can't swim. Psychologically, I couldn't swim. So
right.
I didn't swim for years.
So this is back on the holiday. You couldn't.
When I was 19, yeah.
You can't swim now. Even though you could swim, you're still pretending to not be able to swim.
No, not pretending, because I just like lost confidence with it.
Right.
So I was doggy paddling, but I weren't a confident swimmer. No longer a dolphin.
So your long game in high school was, I'm going to pretend I can't swim, and then be amazing at swimming.
Yeah.
But during high school, you just continued to pretend to be so shit.
Yeah, I just
that you became shit.
I just didn't do swimming.
Right.
Because I was like, well, I can swim, so what's the... I can't keep being in armbands because I get...
bullied.
I get whipped with towels.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, you can't swim. Bang.
Yeah.
Why don't
you just show them that you could swim?
God, I don't know. It's just not a. It's not a good enough narrative. And then yeah, so I couldn't swim on holiday, and my mate threw me in the pool. And what my mate did, my mate's a really strong swimmer, Shark. He used to jump in the pool. He jumped in the pool and just held off on the sides. Right. So I'd doggy paddle to the other side, and then he'd just swim past me and hold off to the other side, so he just left me drowning in the middle, doggy paddling. And then just like dunking me and everything. I was I'm literally, I've got no energy left in my arms, and I'm going under and going under. And then they're like, all right, go on, you can go to the side now. go to the side, swim past me again. I'm like, oh no.
Yeah.
Eventually left me to the side. And I see all the lads on one end of the pool. And I'm just like that, really cautious now. All the lads, about 10, 12 lads. I mean, there's one missing. Where's Adam? Where's Adam? And I look back, look round me, and he had a cat right in front of my face.
All
right. I screamed so loud, like high-pitched, gone. Loads of girls poolside and everything, just completely embarrassed myself.
I mean, I think you may have embarrassed yourself before this by doing the doggy paddle for all this time.
Yeah, but they kind of find that endearing, don't they?
Do they?
Yeah. Like doggy paddle, look at like projects.
I'm looking for a lad. I want him about 6'2", non-swimmer.
Yeah.
I don't want a bloke who puts the pool before me. I'm not having that again.
Yeah. The chlorine, God. So shit myself. Not literally, just absolutely screamed the gaff down. They'd run off with me clothes, so I had to be naked in front of all these girls and stuff. Yeah. It's just awful. Anyway.
You should have stayed in the water, because cats famously don't like water.
But it's just like, I need to get away from getting bullied.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I was like, oh my God, I'm just getting it from all angles. I'm hungover. I just need I just need the sanctuary of my bed. Anyway, our apartment was on the ground floor. So everyone did pre-drinks in our room. We was at the starting place. And my shower job with frosted glass, like led outside to the outside area. I'm having a shower and I see them. This cat was like mangled, black, white, grey, sort of horrible. And I see them putting it through the window while I'm in the shower.
Okay.
I scream again, slip on shower gel, proper bang my head, had a black eye. Get up, it was just a grey towel. But because of the frosted glass.
Did they even put it there? Or were they trying to scare you with the towel?
No, they were trying to make it look like the cat.
Right, yeah.
Because
they'd
already put it in and locked me in rooms with it, tight rooms, and put me in cupboards in it and all this stuff. So I shit myself, slipped and banged my head in the fucking because of a towel.
Because of a towel? Oh. Can you swim now?
Yeah.
Yeah? You're over it?
I love jumping in the pool.
Yeah, jumping in the pool's the best, man. I love swimming. I did a triathlon a couple of years ago.
Did you? Why?
Why?
Yeah.
A cat was behind me. Just for like fun. Just did it. And
for fun?
Yeah. Took a lot of training, but it was alright.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
Was that open water?
No, it was in a outdoor pool in somewhere in Cheshire.
So you just do lengths and then got on an exercise bike and a treadmill?
No, the other bits was outside.
I can't ride a bike either.
No, I can't ride, I'm pretty good at cycling. So it was like, it was a pool, but they had like lanes. So you'd go like this lane, back two, all the way across. And then you get on your bike. It was like a sprint triathlon, so it wasn't like an Olympic one. I think it was like 1,000 meter swim, 20K bike ride, and then 5K run at the end.
Oh, fuck all that, mate.
I really enjoyed it. It was good.
Nah. The idea of it sounds good.
Yeah. To be honest, the training, I enjoyed the training. And then the triathlon, I thought, this is going to be really hard because I've not done the whole thing before. But then I did it and finished. I was like, I could probably do that again. I just didn't really feel that tired because I trained that much.
Yeah, I did. I used to do rowing machines and just pretend I'm doing the Atlantic.
Yeah.
And then do like 2K.
I hope I don't fall in. Can't swim.
Iceberg ahead.
Luckily, I've got my Pringles.
So that's a good roundup, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hey.
Pringles would be good for a triathlon because you could put them in the little water bottle thing on your bike.
Oh, yeah, that's perfect, isn't it?
They'd be a good triathlon crisp.
They're very versatile.
They are, yeah. They're an outdoorsy crisp.
Oh, they are on the go.
Yeah. Although they're too big to carry.
Yeah, the stack size ones.
Yeah, but then they don't fit it well in a pocket.
No, they're not pocket size.
You've got to have a bag.
They're good for a meal deal.
You have Pringles in a meal deal? I don't think I've
ever. Little snack ones, yeah.
I don't think I've ever even considered it.
Sour cream and onion. I love Pringles for scooping as well. Yeah, like if you're having a chili or curry or something.
They're a good dipping crisp.
Oh, they're amazing.
There is a debate that they're not really a crisp. I think in maybe Australia or somewhere, they're not officially classed as crisp because there's not enough potato in them. Mm-hmm.
Let's but they're just called the savoury snack.
There you go. Should they even be on this podcast?
Should you be on this pod?
The thing is, though,
they are.
We know what's crisps and what aren't.
Yeah.
There's a vibe in there about what a crisp is.
But yeah, like Snacker Jack, I wouldn't class.
See, I would, because they're in the packet.
Not the big ones.
Maybe.
Fuck it, Joe. You know, it's so annoying that they're nice.
They are nice. I feel like we've said it about Pom Bears as well.
They're nice, but I wouldn't buy a Snacker Jack. I'd buy Pom Bears.
Yeah.
I'd never buy a Snacker Jack.
Yeah, they're a bit embarrassing.
They're Snacker proper Jack. Menopausal, aren't they?
Yeah.
Mind you, I have periods.
So you can't have Snacker Jacks because you're not in your menopause yet?
Not in menopause yet. Going to the doctors, cleans me blood up.
Now you've got to eat Snacker Jacks.
I'm going to have Snacker Jacks. Have you started eating Snacker Jacks? Oh, I went doctors, got that cleared up. What? Don't know.
Yeah, Jamie stopped bleeding out of his ass. Yeah, he eats Snacker Jacks and watches The Chase now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's a low offer.
What's our theme today? What's our obsession?
Gambling.
Gambling. Because once you pop,
you can't stop.
Really? We thought about that before.
Addiction.
Yeah. We think about this. It might not seem like it, but something we thought about that, and then that was it.
One of my favourite Twitter bios ever was when the fun stops, lump on. It's fucking class, isn't it?
No, them gambling slogans to tell you to stop gambling, it's just so like, we all fucking know.
Yeah,
like,
we have to do it. Yeah.
You don't mean it.
No. It's there's two ways of going about it, isn't it, in the adverts. It's like making a really like Paddy Power do one in black and white, and a really considered like leading jockeys, and you know, take time out and stuff. But then that leads me to think, oh, they're a responsible brand. I'll sign up with them.
Yeah. They've got my best interests at heart.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? And others are
and
just...
to be fair, they're the customers that they want. They want the ones that are really fucking into gambling and have a problem.
They don't want
people who just put in a fiver on for the National every year.
Well, they started closing accounts if you win.
Yeah.
That's a massive thing. I've had some accounts closed because I've won.
Because you won too much?
Because I've won too much and like consistently won.
Right.
So they're just like, especially on sports betting, like horses and stuff.
Yeah.
But some bookies where I've won well on sports, but I do me bollocks on roulette. They're like, he's won on sports, but
we'll keep him alive.
He's not withdrawing that. That's going right onto virtual leprechauns.
Isn't there like a legal thing where if you win, they don't have to pay you? Like legally, they don't have to. Like it'd tarnish their reputation if someone won big and they didn't do it. But legally, they don't have to actually pay you. Like if you sued them, it wouldn't matter.
Yeah, it'd be a bit of a spurious ruling.
Yeah,
because if they've accepted the bet.
Oh, yeah, it'd be stupid for them to do it. But if they just... Say if you won £1 billion.
No, some have maximum payouts.
Yeah, but let's... Yeah, so let's say they... All right, 10 million. But they only had 5 million in their thing. They were in financial difficulty. They wouldn't have to pay you the money. Legally.
I don't know. I think they would.
Maybe I'm wrong.
I was told
this about 30 years ago. Yeah, stepdad, who he's quite often wrong.
I think they have to honour...
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
I love gambling compo face.
Okay.
Joe, are you a compo face?
No, I don't know what you mean. Compo Face.
You're not aware of the internet phenomenon of Compo Face?
No.
Oh my god, Compo Face is amazing. It's like
Compo Face.
Yeah, like local tabloid papers.
Oh right, yeah, I know what you mean now. Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
Like some like the they found a fucking.
It's always in local newspapers.
Yeah, they found like a cricket in the salad in Morrison's, and they're like,
yeah.
pointing at
it. I tripped over this pothole.
Yeah. But they have it.
My child was sent home from school for having a mohawk.
Fat ugly kid.
Fat ugly kid with a massive, ridiculous mohawk. So fuck off, shaved in the back side of his head. Punched a teacher.
I absolutely love Compo Face one. But there's a subgenre of Compo Face, right. Like gambling Compo Face.
Oh, right.
So there's this. Some people where they put bets on in shop.
Yeah.
I used to work in a bookies. Used to manage a bookies. So I know a lot about gambling. So I've been brought up around it.
Yeah.
They hire people who don't know anything about gambling.
Right.
So there's a thing called related contingency. What was it called? Something like that. Related something. Can't remember the exact phrase. Where, say for example, you had Manchester City to win the league was 2-1. I'm just using easy odds. Haaland to win the Golden Boot was 2-1. That as a double would be less than them two combined, because if Haaland's the top goal scorer, it's more likely City going to win the league.
It adds on to that, yeah.
So
it's
basically that.
Yeah.
So not every cashier will recognise that, and they just take it at face value when it's not. You can't put certain things in multiples,
right? Yeah.
Because it affects the knock-on price. So you have to ring up the traders to get a special price. So that's just a thing. So although the cashiers accepted it, it's not within company policy. Yeah. And that's where they don't have to pay them out because the cashiers made a mistake.
We'll give
you a bit on top of what you would have got as a gesture of goodwill.
Yeah, but you're not getting, but you're not getting 500 million.
Yeah, you're not getting 50,000 to one on something that's only meant to be 100 to one, for example. And they always write, I'm taking this to the paper.
Yeah.
And they're always like that outside the bookies with the betting slip. Yeah. They accepted the bet. Yeah, an 18-year-old who's fucking half asleep.
Yeah, first day, hungover.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? So betting Compo Face is amazing.
You always get them as well in the summer. Woman banned from Asda for wearing bikini.
Yeah.
In a picture in a bikini, this fat woman with a tit hanging out. I can't believe it. I'll never shop there again. I'm going Asda from now on. Yeah, and Asda like, oh, please don't.
Yeah, it's free speech. What? Speech.
I thought it was Britain.
I thought this was Britain. I fucking love Compo Face.
There's that Facebook page and angry people in local newspapers. Have you seen that one? It's so funny, man. It's just people selling the story about how angry they are about just stupid trivial things. Where they're always dickheads. You read it and you're you that's in the wrong here.
Oh no. It takes a lot to be on the side of a multi-million pound company, but you're often like, shut up, man. What are you talking about? Signing the terms and conditions. Oh, God. There's another great page on Twitter called Racing Creeps.
Okay.
So I love horse racing.
Yeah.
I like horse racing Twitter. It's funny. But if you pull up Racing Creeps on Twitter, it's basically female people within horse racing, so presenters or jockeys, people replying to them with, like, really horrific sexual stuff. And Racing Creeps just highlights them. So if you see it, well, right, so thanks to the traffic light photo. And then Mustafa Tip replies, could suck a golf ball through a hose pipe, that one.
Right, yeah.
Does absolute dirty dogs.
Yeah. I mean, people who are creepy on Twitter in general, it's just like, fucking hell, mate. Other people can see this.
Oh, no, it's mad, isn't it?
It's just weird.
But
do it in your own home.
Gambling in general, though, is amazing.
Right.
It's so good.
You're a big fan of gambling, aren't you?
Oh, I love it, man.
How much do you reckon you gamble an hour?
Well, I've curbed it now because I was really bad when I was younger. I was Well, I got sacked because of it, didn't I? The fraud.
From the bookies?
Yeah.
Did you?
Fraud. Well, they call it fraud.
Yeah, most people call it stealing.
Misunderstanding. It's not my fault they lost. Yeah, I was betting on virtual horses and then changing the results to balance my till out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's really bad. I remember, these were the great days, man. I remember getting paid, getting all my wages out, sticking it all in the roulette machine and crying as my £20 went in. I was like, fucking hell, this is, I feel so alive.
Oh, you were crying with happiness?
No, crying with the utter dismay.
Right, yeah.
But one of the things is, when you proper gamble everything,
yeah,
is once it's over, you're like, oh, there's nothing, oh, it's over.
Oh, so it's like a relief that you've got nothing left to spend.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, I need to get rid of this money because I need to get rid of it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's bad. It's like, you're half hoping to lose sometimes.
We started this about crisps, but I was also thinking, you know, maybe this would be a good business thing. I'm beginning to regret getting into a business with you.
Oh, don't give me access to the account.
I mean, to be fair, I can't imagine there's lots of people still listening to this.
No. I've curbed it now. So now I just gamble for need.
profit.
Yeah. No, I've curved it now. So it's roulette and like the slot machines and stuff that was doing me.
Yeah, them roulette machines are bad, aren't they?
Yeah, they do. So good, though. They put in a £2 maximum spin now. Like, oh, what's the point, man?
Yeah, did it used to be like 20 quid?
100 was the max spin, yeah.
100?
Yeah.
Fucking hell. So, yeah, people go through the wages like that.
Yeah,
right?
I've seen one of the worst sites I've seen. This guy called Kev, he used to just bet £2 on the horses every day. Really tedious guy. Like, dead sound, but yeah. He'd put horses on and like think of a pun on the name of... Like, say the horse got lightning, I'd be shocked if that one.
Yeah.
Like, really cummy smell.
Yeah.
Umbro jacket. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
he was there for, like, the fun and the social aspect.
So, like,
it.
Them big white trainers.
Yeah.
Big white trainers with big loops on. Sort of.
Always had a cagoule.
Yeah, like, proper nerd, sort of, but nice.
Yeah.
And he started getting on the roulette machines, did all his wages. I don't, because obviously we have the computer on how much is in each machine. And I glanced at the machine, I went, fucking hell, it's 800 quid in machine free. It was like a pretty quiet shop. And there's only Kevin been on it.
Yeah.
Kevin's like a 2 quid customer, do you know what I mean? Like, he's not putting 800 quid in. Anyway, I'm opening the shop and he's there at fucking like 8:30 waiting for me to open. I went, can I know you're urgent, aren't you, Kev? He went, oh, I've not been home. He only slept at a bus stop. Like, fucking hell, what's happened? You know, I've done all the rent, can't go back home to me mum and that. He's like 45, this guy. My future. he comes in and he just sits on a stool. I go, do you want a brew or anything? You want to have a brew, water, toast, and stay till 9:30 at night when we shut?
Fucking hell.
He didn't have a thing to eat, drink, didn't go to the toilet, he just stayed on a stool, staring into abyss. And I thought...
So the day before he'd spent all his money in the roulette...
Yeah.
Then
slept at a bus stop. Come back.
And
to
then
the
only place he could go was back to the bookies.
Yeah. But he had no money to spend, so he just stayed there for 13 hours.
And then what did you do after that?
Then I was like, I'm shutting the shop. He went, okay, and then left.
And then he was never seen again.
But what a fucking day that must have been for him. That's it, Kev. That's the fucking spirit, man.
As the manager of a bookies, you're saying that though.
But yeah, I loved it, man. I used to get wongalones. I used to get like a grand wongalone and do it in one roulette spin.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, it's mad.
That is bad, man. I've never been, I'll gamble on football because I'd watch a lot of it, so I know a lot about it, but only like little bits. I wouldn't fucking, a grand, fuck me.
Yeah. I remember once me and my mate went out, scamming horses. We'd just winning thousands. And we went to the roulette armed with like £9,000 and did it all. And then the next, we'd won. And then, because we just used to gamble together, just as like a team thing. And then I nipped in work and he'd spent £8,500
fucking
in the bookies.
And just lost it all?
Yeah.
Shit, man. I know a guy who took 3 phone contracts out so that he could sell the phones and gambled all the money straight away, and then he stuck with 3 phone contracts for like 3 years.
Oh, fuck, that's a good idea.
It's a bad idea. Yeah. I urge you all, don't do that.
No, I used to get loads of credit from payday loans thinking they won't enforce this.
Right. Yeah. They do, don't they?
No, they don't. I got away with it, man.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're debt-free?
Not debt-free.
Just not worth pursuing.
But there was like, I knew there was a legislation change coming in, so I just went loads of dodgy companies. In fact, they won't have the infrastructure to find me.
Right. Well.
It's not like I'm lending off banks, I'm lending off fucking charlatans.
Yeah.
Like legalised long sharks.
Yeah, the mad ones who had like 50,000% APR and stuff.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So I just got loads of credit and stuff.
That is a gamble that paid off.
And then gambled away, exactly.
Well, I say paid off, you lost it.
Yeah, so it's I have a thing called, me and my mate call it the Magoove.
Right.
Hang it in the Magoove.
Right. Magoove. Oh, the Louvre.
Yeah, so but Magoove.
I was thinking it was like Mr. Magoo, like a blind guy.
Well, it is. So we call bad bets Magoo.
Right.
Right.
So you're not looking.
Yeah, it's just stupid.
Yeah.
Because we research SofaScore. I bet yellow cards is my favourite thing in the world.
Okay.
I wait. 2 o'clock on a Saturday is my favourite time of the week because it's team news. And you just see who's fullback against Grealish.
Okay.
And then, oh my God. So I remember once, we was in the pub, the night game, Forest. Can't remember the players. I'm playing Spurs or City. Good left winger anyway. Left winger that always gets fouled. And I was just mid-conversation, and I just went, stop! Halted the conversation. I'm going to say 5 words now. Serge Aurier, 4-1. We lumped on Serge Aurier.
Yeah.
Yellow card straight away.
How much did you win?
Well, we had like 50 quid to sing on it, so 250.
Nice.
So what you do is you find out who's going to be fouled. How many fouls per game the defender has.
Yeah.
How many times fouled their direct opponent has. And then you judge if there's value in the price.
Okay.
So you shop around on oddschecker.com. So it's very like, oh yeah, it's going to be a certain yellow card, but it's only 6-4. I don't like them.
Yeah.
I like to look for someone who's... Because yellow cards is quite a new market. So you have to look for the value. There's always value. Joe's a good valuer.
Go on.
Sean Longstaff is always 7-1.
For a yellow card?
Yeah, he's a big price, man.
There you go. Hutchie's tip of the week.
There's a minute.
Bet on Sean Longstaff. I mean, there's probably no football on this week. It's summer.
It's a minute's risk, but...
I used to work on a football show, and basically I had access to Opta, like the people of Opta. And me and my boss at the time were into spread betting. It was when Euro 2016 was on. And so we'd email them for stats that we wanted to put on the show. But really, it was just for our gambling.
Oh, yeah.
So we'd any insider info. So we'd be like, how many passes did Iniesta make in each game? And like just daft things like that, just so we could really work out whether the spread bettors were right or not. And we won quite a bit on that.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I use SofaScore.
Right, yeah.
Got to do your research. Do research in horses. But I only put like a tenner on now at a time.
Yeah.
I used to be like 50, 100, but now I'm just...
You just have 10 bets for a 10.
But we have a thing called the Magoove. So when we see online, people have had like 20p on a 500-1, so it come in.
Yeah.
We're like, people who bet smaller than a fiver, I have no respect for as a man. I won't piss on them if they're on fire.
Would you piss on anyone if they're on fire? I think that's more of an insult than trying to save them.
Yeah.
I think it's such an odd phrase.
I'd say I'd respect you. You're going to die, but respect you, so I'm going to piss on you.
Exactly, yeah. You're on fire. The last thing I need is being pissed on. And if I'm that on fire, right, a piss isn't going to put me out.
I know.
If a piss is enough to put the fire out, it's only a tiny fire. I could probably do it myself.
And if you survive...
You have got pissed on.
You're full of scars and you stick a piss.
And someone I know was pissed on me, yeah. who I thought respected
me. That's a very good point. Where did that phrase come about?
I don't know.
Where's the origins of that phrase come? I wouldn't come on him if he had cancer.
I'd sneeze on him if he had AIDS.
You got cancer? Fuck. Respect you.
Imagine, right, I've asked a similar question about this on Dead Men Talking before, but it was a little bit different. If your cum could cure cancer, what would your plan be? Would you tell anyone?
I'd tell someone, like, if someone close to me was dying.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'd say...
How would you convince him?
I'd go, there is one more cure.
There is one option.
Yeah. So, and I'd say, no, it's... I'd say it's... Do they have to... How do they consume it?
They go rub it on the face.
Right, okay.
So I'm your nan.
Ah,
we've tried everything, Jamie. I'm going to die of cancer.
What are your assets?
A mattress with a rubber sheet on it.
You had a good innings.
Like, how would you do that how would you do it the first time? Like,
couldn't you just say it's... Couldn't you come in an Olay box and say it's this Olay, I've got a cream?
Nah,
they've got to know it's cum.
You've got a wank on them.
You've got a wank on them. It's got to be fresh.
Yeah, yeah,
can't ferment.
No, you can't store it.
Oh, because how would they believe you?
Exactly, yeah. How would you convince someone? Because if it's someone that you like, then, like, that's a big risk. They'll be like... They're going to go to their deathbed thinking that you're a fucking pervert, the ones that went...
But even if they survive, they're like, yeah, but at what cost?
Yeah. Is it worth it?
So only I know this?
Yeah, like a magic genie dog has told you.
How do you broach that?
To anyone. I think the first person you got to go to is a scientist.
No, but the thing is, if you have the cure for cancer, you're going to have parents begging you to come on their kid's face.
Exactly, yeah, exactly.
Oh.
Do you charge?
I wouldn't. I'd open it for donations.
Yeah. Set up a Patreon.
I'd go, it's like free fringe.
Yeah.
I'd go, it's free to get in, but...
Here's my bucket. Yeah. I've got a lot of rent to pay for.
Yeah, yeah.
The worry as well is if you go to a scientist, and they go, fucking hell, this guy's cum cures his cancer. Then you're just basically a milking machine, aren't you?
That's what I mean.
You did, like, that's just you all the time. And is that a life you want to live?
Plus, you're just going to be absolutely the pressure of that.
Yeah, it's going to ruin wanking for you.
Plus, I just think population's a bit much.
Yeah, but you probably won't be procreating, so that balances it off a little bit.
Yeah, but I just think nature... I've said before, there's too much doctors and interfering now.
Right. You heard it here first, guys. Jamie loves cancer. Jamie is pro-cancer.
I'm pro-cancer. Joe, it sounds mean, because, you know, if you fight against cancer, fair play. But Joe, like... cancer adverts.
Yeah.
Where, like, you know...
They're usually anti-cancer adverts. They're not like, get your cancer here.
Yeah, but it's, you know, so like four office women doing a 5K.
Yeah.
And they go, yeah, we're going to kick cancer's butt.
Yeah.
And I think cancer would win.
Yeah, that's not a fair fight. You're four fat women.
I think cancer will smoke you. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Do you know what? Why don't you stop calling cancer out?
Like a gypsy call-out video.
Fight here, you cell bollocks.
I'll get you. Me and me chemo.
Chemo. My dad does chemo. I think cancer's well hard, mate.
Yeah, cancer's a tough nut to crack.
Yeah.
My mate, he works, he makes gravestones. That's like his business. And once there was someone in the pub trying to raise money for cancer, and he didn't do it, and he said, "Bad for business."
That is funny. That is good.
Well, yeah, I think if me wanking on people cured cancer, I'd just completely keep it to myself.
Yeah, I mean, you could. Would you wank on your own face?
If I had cancer,
yeah, I've come on my own chin
for health reasons.
That's sport, isn't it?
Aim.
Yeah. I think it's
never been able to reach the mouth, annoyingly.
It's because of, you know, the fucking, because I'm so elastic here, leaning back. And
yeah, you come in your chin because you went like this.
Yeah.
Shitting on the bed.
Coming like a bat. I'm sure that's how they do it.
Yeah, probably. Do you reckon that's how Batman wanks?
I hate Batman. I hate him. Hate any kind of superhero.
Yeah, I'm not a big superhero.
So fucking boring.
Yeah, because you know they're just going to win. And like, oh, plus they've got a bit. They've got a bit of a personal issue, have they? But they've got all these superpowers. And
fuck off, lad.
And this building's going to collapse, is it? Oh, no.
Plus they think, I hate people who think it's like it's actually high cinema.
Yeah, right? It's rubbish.
If you're in double digits, 10 the limit, I think, for liking it.
Oh, age-wise?
Yeah. These adults who give it... They film Batman all moody.
Yeah, yeah.
Put him in some fucking tights and stop trying to make it serious, mate.
Yeah, the Avengers as well is... So,
oh, my God.
There's so many films... Right, if you've got a franchise... And I hate the word franchise of films, but if you've got a franchise that's got more than 3 films, it's shit.
Yeah.
You can't do films good over more than 3.
Harry Potter is good.
Shit.
It's not shit.
It is shit.
It isn't, man.
It is.
The books are mint, man.
Nah. I liked it when I was a kid.
No, I probably...
Then I had sex with a girl and now...
Well, like maybe that's why I still like it. I'm still coming on cancer patients. Thinking one day, is this the cure?
Nah, don't like Harry Potter. Don't like Star Wars.
Oh, I don't like Star Wars. I love Harry Potter. Harry Potter's my only one. Harry Potter's is my exception to the rule.
Nah, but I like long-running TV shows, but just not films.
I'm reading a book,
adults?
On audio.
Right.
And it's like set in a school like Harry Potter, but for choirs.
For choirs? That's not really like Harry Potter. Like, the big hook of Harry Potter is wizards, right?
Yeah, but this guy is working class, but he's amazing at choir. So good.
Oh, what's it called?
Time will tell. Jeffrey Archer?
No. Oh, yeah. He's there's 2 Jeffrey Archers, isn't there? One was like a disgraced politician.
No, it's the same one.
Is it?
Yeah, yeah.
Wasn't he in prison?
Yeah.
Time will tell.
And so Jeffrey Archer, the reason why I got into him was from my Scandal podcast.
Okay.
Well, not mine, but one I listened to. Yeah, he went to prison. He went, oh, come out. He used to be the mayor of London.
Yeah, yeah.
And he came out and he went, I'm going to write a book. I was like, all right, fucking.
About choirs.
And now he sold, like, he's one of the biggest selling authors of all time.
I thought there was 2 Jeffrey Archers. Is that just the same guy
same
all the time?
Same guy, mate, yeah, yeah.
All right.
300 million copies worldwide.
There you go, crying
days. I was doing some research on best Jeffrey Archer. I was like, fuck. Really need to...
He didn't go to prison for being a pedo, did he? Cause...
No, it was just money stuff.
Right. Yeah.
Sound prison, that, innit?
Yeah.
Like, no one's arsed, are they, really?
Yeah, oh, I didn't pay tax.
Yeah, embezzle a bit of money, so what?
Yeah.
Money's mad, innit?
If anything, if you're in for tax fraud, other people will want tips. But then do you get a tip from the guy who's in prison? Probably not.
Yeah, actually, you can't. Yeah, so I just want a choir novel.
See, now you want more choir novels.
No, so now, I listen to it on audio. I said before, I fantasize about being a prodigy at something.
Yeah, yeah.
So
now you want to be a choir boy.
I want to be a prodigal choir boy.
To be honest, mate, I don't think you're going to get in the Catholic Church with your bummer.
No. So hot.
Hang on, is that why it's bleeding all the time?
Maybe, yeah.
Were you a choir boy?
Yeah, the altar boy, yeah.
Were you an altar boy?
No.
I
went to church and refused to sing the hymns. Yeah. I was like, hey, man. Nah, man, God in real, dude.
Dude.
Yeah, so, but I like to, I'm imagining, in the audio, I'm imagining myself, it's him, because he's proper working class.
Yeah.
And there's a subplot where his dad died in the war. He's told his dad died in the war, in the Great War. Not a Great War for him. but he didn't die in the Great War. There was a scandal around his death.
Right.
And this old man who's, I think, fingering him or something. He said only three people know. Mr. Barrington's son, and someone else. And when Mr. Barrington owns the dockyard, right, he's like multi-millionaire. And when he goes to boarding school on a choir scholarship, he's in a bunk next to Barrington, the right. grandson. So he's trying to work out, or maybe he knows where my dad died, and that's fucking mad.
And you think this rivals Harry Potter, one of the most successful book series of all time?
It could do. I'm only in chapter 4, but I'm hooked.
Yeah.
I am hooked, mate.
Maybe we should start a choir podcast.
But choir's like, is Quidditch. Like, he's mint at choir.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah. But how much can they really keep that going for? Because normally, once you get to like 13, you can't be in the choir.
Your balls drop.
Yeah.
That all, I remember that happening with My Parents Are Aliens. I hated it when I get puberty.
Oh, really? Yeah. Malcolm in the Middle as well was weird when they were like clearly adults.
Yeah.
And you're
yeah.
like, ah, I can see your 5 o'clock shadow there, mate. It's a bit odd, isn't it?
Yeah. My pet, what's that?
Malcolm in the Middle?
No, 5 o'clock shadow.
Like when they've got a beard, but they shave and then it's like just the, like.
Stubble,
yeah.
I wonder how it's called that. Mm. Yeah, I just keep.
A lot of people call it stubble. I just very rarely have to reference it.
Yeah, I hate child actors.
Right.
But if they are good, I hate it when they mature.
Yeah, when they have to keep them on. Like Modern Family. Have you watched Modern Family? And they start off with that girl, she's like 2, and they keep her on until she's like 12. But
one of the best child actors is the girl in Outnumbered. She was great.
I never watched that.
Oh, she was good. And the one that epitomizes why I don't like him is like Simon Barlow and Corey and
child actors.
They're the worst, man.
Yeah. It must be such an odd way to be a grown up when you're a child actor as well, because like your peak of your life was 8.
Yeah, and I can just imagine me dad smug in school, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like walking around and that, thinking they're fucking superstars.
Yeah.
I used to think people...
Thinking they can swim.
I used to think people with inhalers were superstars.
What?
Inhalers. I was like, fuck, I wish I had that, man.
Coming back to your ailments.
Do you know
what? What ailment would you have now if you could have any ailment?
Well, I said to people I had a chewing disorder.
Okay.
Because I used to eat my clothes as a comfort.
Yeah.
As I've covered. And I used to chew right into high school. And people used to take the piss out of my clothes because there was always gnawed.
Yeah.
And I went, I've actually got a disorder.
Did that help with the bullying?
I've got a chewing disorder.
And they all went, oh, hang on, let's not bully Jamie anymore. He's actually got a chewing disorder. Let's leave this lad alone.
No, but I'd ham it up.
Right.
I'd like,
I've got a chewing disorder.
Chewing disorder, but I'm good at the choir. So I try and guilt trip him out of punching me.
Right, and then did it work?
It did.
Well, there we go. A success story.
Pringles.
We didn't even open them. Well, if you like crisps or bullshit, then we've got, I don't know, some more of this series. Then maybe we'll do another series. And, yeah. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.